This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruch habaim. We're continuing Masechta Nedarim, Daf HaShavua, Daf Hey, Amud Aleph. We start from the bottom on Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara said, explaining the Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah said, Ha'imer lechaveroi, modrani mimcha, mufreshani mimcha, meruchukani mimcha. I am usher in a nether to you. I'm separated from you. I'm distant from you. That I'm going to, shani oichalach, that I'm going to eat from you. Shani toimlach, what I'm going to taste from you. Usher. The Mishnah only says usher one time. Shmuel commented on the Mishnah that in all these cases, these are not two separate cases. It's one long case. If you say muder amudrani mimcha, mufreshani mimcha, meruchukani mimcha, you're only usher if you add Sha'ani oichalach, sha'ani toimlach. But if you don't add those words, you're not aser. The Gemara asks from a braisa that just said, mudar ani mimcha, mefreshani mimcha, mefreshani mimcha, aser alone. Sha'ani oichalach, sha'ani toimlach, aser alone. To which the Gemara interpreted, ba'medva mamurim, when you said, mudrani, sha'ani oichalach, sha'ani toimlach. Mudrani, mefreshani, is aser when you add, sha'ani oichalach, sha'ani toimlach. Then the Gemara brought a brisa that quotes the halachas of cases mamas in the exact opposite. Hey Yehuda, we're just reviewing the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis. We didn't even start the new Hey Amud Aleph yet, okay? And then the Gemara says the Gemara quoted a brisa where the brisa first says shani oichalach shani toimlach. Aser, and then mudrani mimcha, mufreshani mimcha, aser. And there you can't say, bamed dvarim amurim, because it says, shani oichalach, shani toimlach. And that the Gemara interprets it as, shani oichalach, shani toimlach, is aser if you had already said, mudrani mimcha, mufreshani mimcha. To which the Gemara asks, well, then it's a repetition of the first brisa. And why would it say usher twice? It should just say usher one time. So we have to revamp Shmuel's statement. That's what we're up to. Says the Gemara, Ella Amar Shmuel. But Shmuel says as follows. Taima de Amar Shani Oichalach Shani Taimach. The reason why only the person who made the neder is aser, is because he added that I will eat from you, that I will taste from you. That's why hu da aser v'chaveiroi mutar. That's why he's aser, and his friend is mutar. Aval im amar mudrani heimach lechudei. But if he just said, I am aser to as a neder from you, or mufreshani mimcha, I am separated from you, or merchukani mimcha, I am distant from you, and he didn't say, sha'ani oichalach, sha'ani tamach, that I'm going to eat, that I'm going to taste, then shneim asrim, then they're both asr to each other. The reason why only the guy who makes the neder is asr to the person who he made the neder to, is because he added that I'm going to eat from you and that I'm going to taste from you, meaning only I'm usher to you and you're not usher to me. But if he wouldn't have added the words, shani oichalach, shani toyemlach, he just would have said, mudrani mimcha, mefreshani mimcha. What he's saying is, I'm usher to you and you're usher to me. So, in other words, that's what Shmuel is teaching. You don't need to say, shani oichalach, shani toyemlach, because otherwise it's not a good yad. Right? Remember, in the Gemara's original understanding, we're talking about yadois, and in order for a yad to be effective, it has to be conclusive. So we thought that Shmuel was saying that merely saying mudrani mimcha mefreshani mimcha is not indicative that you're making a neder. You need to add shani toyimlach, shani oichalach. Now we're saying, no, the reason why you need to say shani oichalach, shani toyimlach is not because otherwise it's not a yad. It's because otherwise we both would be usher to each other. And you need to say, shani oichalach, shani toyimlach, to make it that only I'm usher to you and you're not usher to me. Take a look in the Ran. We're going to start on the Ran on Dalet Amud Beis, Elahachi Kamar Shmuel. says the Ram, Devadei Shmuel Gufei Moideh. Shmuel himself would agree, the Hanach Masnisa, that the above mentioned Brayso, so it's Mili Mili Katani, taught two distinct halachas. The Bechol Chad Mitzer. Each statement alone would create an Isser, whether you say Mudrani Mimcha or whether you say Shani Oichalach. Ela Miu Ka'amar, but rather he's saying, Demasnisin Chada Katani. Our Mishnah, though, is saying one long case. The Iu Mili Mili Katani, if our Mishnah was two separate cases, why would it only say Aser once? Hechi Tani Bechad Aser. Why would it say Aser once? Because Deloy Shavu, they're not equal. Debe Madrani Mimcha, Shnei Masurin. If you say Madrani Mimcha, they're both Aser to each other. Uveshani Oichalach. That case, he's Aser and his friend is Mutter. So therefore, the Braisas are two separate cases. The Mishnah is not two separate cases, because if it was two separate cases, it would have two separate halachas. Mudrani Mimcha, we're asr to each other. Shani Oichalach, only I'm asr to you. Bishlama Masnisa Katani Asr Asr. In the Mishnah, it taught Asr, Asr two times. Umash Meshaper, that would imply Kol Chad V'Chad Kedinai. Each one has its separate halacha. Ela Masnisin, but our Mishnah, Imili Milik Nami Katani, if it was two separate halachas, then it should have said Asr Asr Havalei L'misni. Elevadei Chada Katani, it's only saying one Isser. V'hu Asr, and the Mishnah, he is Asr V'chaveroi Mutter. Okay. U'mishem Hachi, therefore, Ka'amar, Dahai Dina Lesa Ela B'Oimer Nami Shani Oichalach. The din that I am Asr to you and you are Mutter to me is only if I explain and add that I will eat from yours. In other words, if I say Mudrani Mimcha Sha'ani Oichalach, then I'm Asr to you, but you're not Asr to me. Avol Mudrani Mimcha L'chud, but if I just say Mudrani Mimcha, we're both Asr to each other. And we're going to have to explain why that would be. So we're now, Shmuel is saying that the Mishnah is referring to, you know why the halacha is I'm asr to you and you're mutter to me, because I added sha'ani oichalach v'sha'ani toyim lach. But if I just would have said modrani mimcha for shani mimcha, then we would both be asr to each other. Why? And the Gemara brings another support to this din of our understanding of Shmuel. Ki hada amar Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina. Like Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina taught, Mudrani heimach, if I just say, I am usher to a neder, from you, shneim asurin. They're both usher to each other. Says the Ran. Take a look in the Ran. Da amar Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, Mudrani heimach, shneim asurin. Nera be'enai, says the Ran, it would seem in my eyes, the hainu taima. This is the reason why they would be both usher to each other if he just says, Mudrani heimach, without saying, sha'ani oichalach. Dahainu tamim mishum demashma mudar ani unachasai mimcha. When I say I am usher in a nether to you, I mean me, mudrani, I am usher to you, and my possessions are usher to you. And I'm saying, who am I usher to? I am usher to you and to your possessions. So that means when I say ani, it doesn't just mean me, it means my possessions. My possessions are also to you and your possessions. I'm saying me and all my possessions. What do I have already? My books over here, my sign, my picture. Me, it's all me, is also to all of you. So I'm making me and my stuff on one side, and that's usher to you, but I'm distancing you and your stuff from me, so you and your stuff are usher to me. So hilkach kiven de bechlal ani havin achasim, since included in I are my possessions, akocha chaveroi nami usher boy, his friend is usher to him, de iloi because otherwise, Nechasim lav b'nei is hanuye mechaver nino. Nechasim are not able to get hana. They're not capable of getting hana. The Ran is saying there's an expanded understanding of the words I and you. When I say that I am Asr to you, I mean not just you can't get Hana from my person, from my body, but my possessions are also Asr to you. But when I say it's Asr to you, it's Asr to your possessions. Now, so I'm saying that I am usher to you. I means my possessions are usher to you. But then, you are usher to me. Because when I'm including your possessions can't get hand. I'm, so to speak, setting aside you and your possessions from me. I can't get hana from you and your possessions. But what do I mean when I set aside you from me? You can't get hana from me. So, if I would not have added shani oichalach, shani tayemlach, the halacha would have been that we would both be asr to each other. That is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, mudrani heimach shneim asurin. Okay, now we're going to challenge. What? The two brises are what?
One of the problems with Shmuel was that Haidu Reisha, that the two brises would be saying the same thing. Isn't that still true?
I hear. Maybe, now that we're learning that there are mili mili katani, it's the second brisa that really indicates that it's mili mili katani. Since from the first brisa you could have interpreted it, Bamedvar Mamurim. It's from the second brisa maybe that we see that we don't interpret it Bamedvar Mamurim. Because don't say the second brisa is interpreted as like the Lashon of the Gemara is where you said Ukvar Omar, because then it's a repetition. So the second brisa teaches that both brisas are really mili mili katani, perhaps. Okay. The Gemara continues. Tnan. We learned in the Mishnah. Hareini alech acheram. Behold, I am upon you acheram. Hamudar asar. The one who the nether was made against is asar. Aval hamadir lai, the one who made the nether, is not asar. Meaning, I'm saying hareini alech acheram. That means you are us. I am to you cherem. I am usher to you, but you're not usher to me. Aval hamadir loy. But what do you mean? You didn't say sha'ani oichalach, sha'ani toyem lach, that I'm not going to get enough from you. Meaning, in this case, you said hareini alecha cherem. Let's again go back to the mission. In the mission, you said mudrani mimcha. I am usher to you. I am usher to you. And we say, had you not added shani toyem lach, that I am not going to get enough from you, then not only would I be usher to you, but you would be usher to me. Right? how are we interpreting Shmuel? It's needed to say Shani Oichalach, Shani Toyim Lach, that I'm not going to eat from you, because if I don't say that I'm not going to eat from you, not only will I not eat from you, but you can't eat from me. But here we see, Hareini Alecha Cherem, I am to you a Cherem, I am Usher to you. That I am Usher to you, Hamudar Usher. The one who the nether was made against is also Aval Madar Loi, but the one who made the nether, I could still get Hanah from you. It's only you can't get Hanah from me. So that's not like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. So it's a stira to Shmuel. So the Gemara says, no, Kagoin de Parash. You know what we're talking about? Where he said explicitly, I am Usher to you as a Cherem, but you are not Usher to me. We're talking about the Adalai Loi, but you to me are not Usher. So it's not a stira to Shmuel. The reason why it wouldn't be both ways is Hacha b'mayiskinan, where you explicated that you are not Usher to me. So the Gemara says, well, the Mishnah continues, Adalai Cherem, you are to me Cherem, you are Usher to me. So then Halach is Hanoider Usher, the guy who made the nether is Usher. Aval Mudar Loi, the one who the nether was made to, is not Usher. If I say, you to me are Usher, so I can't get Hanah from you, but you could get Hanah from me. So we see again, not like Shmuel, says the Gemara, Kagoin de Parash. We're talking about where you explicitly said that Va'ana alachlai, and I to you not, and I am not usher to you. So that means we're saying that the reason why it would not be two ways is because you explicitly said it's only one way. But stama, if you wouldn't have explained that, avo stama mai, what would the halacha be stama? Then shneim asum, they would both be usher. But the Mishnah ends off, HaMiliktani Sefer, it says in the end of the Mishnah, HaReini Olecha Ve'ad Alai Shnei Masurim. If I explicitly, you can't say the case is that the reason why it's only Usher one way is because you expressly said that it's only Usher one way, because the Mishnah ends off, HaMiliktani HaReini Olecha Ve'ad Alai Shnei Masurim, from the fact that it says, I am Usher to you and you are Usher to me, they're both Usher. Hadinhu Dishne Masur. In this case, they're both Asur. Hastama. But if we wouldn't have explained it, Hu Asur Bechaveir Mutter. If we wouldn't have said it both ways, then I'm Asur if I said, you are Asur to me. And but you would be mutter to get Hanah from me. So the Mishnah basically says explicitly, we're only both Asur to each other if I say explicitly, I am Usher to you, you are Usher to me, if I wouldn't have said that, we would not be both Usher. That's not like Shmuel. Or it's seemingly not like Shmuel, not like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Look in the Ran. Tnan, Hareini Olecha Cherem, Hamudur Usher Avamadur Lai. Va'amai, why, Nema, why don't we say, if I say Hareini Olecha, I upon you, I am usher to you. Neima de alecha nami koila chaveray. Alecha means you, vinechas of and your possessions. V'kiven shekain af hamadir. If I say I am usher to you, then I'm separating myself from you. Then I should, if I'm saying I'm usher to you, I should not be able to get hana from you. V'kiven shekain af hamadir litzert de iloi nichse chaveray. The Eloi, because otherwise, Nichse Chaveray Lav B'nei Asnuya Minei Ninu. Otherwise, if I'm not Usher to you, then your possessions can't get Hanah from me. What I mean is, you should not be able to get Hanah from me. At Olai Cherem, if I say, you to me are Usher and Cherem, then I can't get Hanah from you. But you could get Hana from me. Va'amai. Neima da'alai. When I say me, it includes myself and my nechasim. So then you should not be able to get Hana from my nechasim. V'litzer mudar di'iloi because otherwise nichsi didei lavene asnuye mine ninu. In other words, if I say you to me are usher and acheram, you are usher to acheram, then I am usher. I can't get hana from you because your possessions are usher to me. But by the same token, your possessions can't get hana from me. You should not be able to get hana from me. So basically, we've disproved this interpretation of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Chanina. So we need to revamp our understanding of what Shmuel is saying. Elahachi itmar. This is what Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Chanina was teaching. Mudar ani lecha. If I say, lecha does not automatically go both ways. We're going to see what this means. Mudar ani lecha. I am usher to you. Shneim asurim. They're both usher to each other. We're going to see, it's not because automatically it includes my nechasim, but it's for a different reason. But mudrani heimach, if I'm usher from you, then I'm usher and you're mutter. Who usher? The chaver mutter. He's usher and his friend is mutter. So what Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina meant is there's a difference between licha and hema and mimcha. If I say mudrani licha, then they would both be usher. Mudrani mimcha, then I'm usher and you're mutter. Let's see the Ran. Elahachi imar. Am Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, mudrani licha shnei masurim. De licha mashma licha. Licha ma is mashma to you. Kolomer nichsi asurin lach. My nechasim are asur to you. Umasha mishalcha. It's to you and licha and what belongs to you. Mudrani licha means my stuff is asur to you and mudrani licha. And what belongs to you is usher. The word lecha means my stuff is usher to you, and mudrani lecha means what you own is usher to what you own. What you own is usher.
Our Mishnah doesn't use the lashon of lecha.
Exactly. So, but we first need to explain Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, because Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina said mudrani Heimach Shneim Asurin. So we have to change that. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina meant Madrani Licha Shneim Asurin. Now the Mishnah says Mimcha. And meaning Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina is good because we're saying what Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina meant, that they're both aser, is only by licha. Heimach, if I say from you, so then I'm aser and my friend is mutter. We're going to come to Shmuel in a minute. Look in the Ran. The Ran says, Kalayma, okay. V'nira be'enai d'hachi perusha. D'kosaka d'ayta chashta d'shmuel hachi d'ayik masnisim. We think right now that this is how Shmuel understands the Mishnah. The kiven deloy tnan elachad aser. Since the Mishnah only says aser one time, vaday chada katani. The Mishnah is teaching one case. The kiven de chada katani. If the Mishnah is teaching one case, al karcha heimach de reisha lav dafka. The heimach of the reisha is not dafka. Duadin belach. Even if I say lach, the halacha would be that the kivin the Messiah milsev amar shani oichel afilu yamar lach loy mashma the shnei masurin. Even if you would say lach, when you say lach, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina holds they're both aser. But since the Mishnah is one case, and in the one long case you explain shani oichel lach shani toyim lach, then that would be even if you said lach, because in that case ela duhu aser bechaver mutter. Umishum hachi ka'amar Shmuel, therefore Shmuel said, "Haydik tani tana de b'madrani Bain the Amra Hemach, Bain Sha Amra Lich Lach, Hu As Vachar Mutter. This that the beginning of the Mishnah says, Mujrani, it doesn't matter whether you say from you or to you. You know when that is true that I'm Asr and you're Mutter? That's if you add Kisha Aimer Shani Oicha Vashani Toyim. But if I don't add that, then Hemach and Lach are not the same. Because Licha, we would both be Asr. And Hemach, only I would be Asr. In other words, the way Shmuel is understanding it is that he's saying that when the Mishnah said Madrani, what's the lashon of the Mishnah? Madrani Mimcha. It's Lav Davka Mimcha. It's even Licha, because once you qualify it with Shani Oichel, then even Licha would be qualified that I'm Aser to you and you're Mutter to I'm Aser to you and you're Mutter to me. So the Gemara says like this. V'hamas nisin, the problem is the Mishnah says mimcha. V'hamas nisin liktani heimach. The Mishnah says from you. V'okimna l'mas nisin l'shmuel. And Shmuel, right, here's the problem. If the, right now, in the Havamina, we thought the Mishnah was lav davka when it said mimcha. It's even licha. And that's why you need to end off shani oichalach. Because since licha would include both, you need to qualify it with shani oichalach. But now, at upon a further examination, the Mishnah says mimcha. Mimcha would only aser me to you. So why does it have to be qualified with shani oichalach, shani tayimlach? So the Ran says, look in the Gemara. The Gemara says, wait a second. But the the Mishnah says Hemach. That's what Rabbi Asi pointed out. And we established the Mishnah like Shmuel that Bekulan in all of them. Only in that case, who da aser v'chaveri mutter. But avon b'medrani himcha. If you would say medrani mimcha, shneim asum, they would both be aser. But why would they both be aser? I thought only by licha they're both aser. But now, the way Shmuel was reading the Mishnah, it sounds like even Mimcha they would both be Aser. Look in the Ran. V'hamas nisin heimach katani. Kolam reda shas leinicha lebachi. Shas doesn't like what we just said. Damas nisin heimach tanan. V'af agav devade kushta kamar Shmuel. Even though Shmuel is saying something correct, delatana damas nisin, according to the Tana of the Mishnah, lo shani lebein heimach v'lach, there would be no difference. Kiven the Messiah be shani oichalach mikamakim lo haveli l'shmul l'stume milsa. Shmul should not have unqualified his statement. The mashe the kai alishna the tana, which is mashe, it's going on the lashon of the tana. Tana behedya dahainu heimach v'loy medishnei masurin. Meaning the Lashon of Shmuel is mashma that the qualification of Shani Oichalach is needed for the case of the Mishnah where you said Mimcha, but for that case, that's not needed to be qualified. You only need to qualify Licha, but not Mimcha. So basically, we don't like this interpretation of Shmuel. So we're going to throw it out the window. Ella, rather, meikara de Shmuel hachiyamar. This is what Shmuel really said. You ready? A new interpretation. You know why you need to say shani oichalach, shani toimlach? If you didn't say shani oichalach, shani toimlach, then not only would you be asur in eating, you'd be asur in hana. So by adding shani oichalach, shani toimlach, now you're only asur in achila, and you're not asur in hana. Ella meikara de Shmuel hachiyamar. This is what Shmuel is teaching. Taima the Amar Shani Oichalach Veshani Taimlach. The reason is where he said that I'm going to eat from you and I'm going to taste from you. Hu de'ein hu aser ela ba'achila. That's why he's only aser ba'achila. Ha mudrani mimcha. But if you would just say mudrani mimcha, then aser afila ba'hana. You know what Shmuel meant when he said that the Mishnah is one long case? That what he was saying was, if you just said Mudrani or Mufreshani, then you're Asr even in Hana. Shani Oichalach, Vashani Toimlach makes it that you're only Asr Ba'achila. Frakti Gemara, wait a second. Yehachi lema Shmuel hachi. If so, why didn't Shmuel say this? He should have said ve'imlay amar shani oichalav shani tamlach. If you didn't say that I'm going to eat from you and taste from you, then asr afilu b'hana. Then you're asr even in hana. Look in the Ran. Elamei kar de Shmuel hachi amar. Avo majrani mimcha aser. If you would have said majrani mimcha, you'd be aser afilu b'hana. Kalar mer diyadayim she'enon meichichais haven yadayin. A handle which is not conclusive would be yadayim. Umishem hachi aser afilu b'hana. Therefore, it's aser even in hana. If you would have said majrani mimcha, you would have been aser in hana. You need to say shani oichelach to only be aser ba'achila. So the Gemara asks, "Hachi garsini, hachi lema shmol, hachi imloy amar shani oichalach aser afilu b'hana." Kolomer hechi kamar Shmuel. How could Shmuel say ad sheyomer until you say the words ad sheyomer until you say demasha di loy amar hachi? The words ad sheyomer imply if you don't say this, you wouldn't be aser. But it's not true. If you wouldn't say this, you would be more aser. You would even be aser in ana. Loi mitzar adarabi, loi amarachi mitzar tfei, vavle frushu vile marachi. Shmuel is very unclear. If that's what Shmuel meant, ad sheyomer, it's not aser until you say it. It's not true. If you don't say it, you're even aser in ana. By the way, the Ram points out the Gemara could have asked this on an earlier step. On the earlier step, that if you don't say Shani Tayimlach, they're both Aser to each other. The Gemara should have said, well, Shmuel should have clarified that if you don't say Shani Oichalach, then you're even more Aser. Yeah? The Daf HaShavua took out that line in the Ram, that it's not mandatory. But in my yeshiva, that would be a mandatory line. Yeah? Because, I mean, this is a kasha the Gemara could have said in a previous fine. Ella. Rather like this. Ella, this is what Shmuel means. Ella hachiyamar, this is what Shmuel means. Taima da amar sha'ani oichalach v'sha'ani toimlach. The reason is, you know why? I'm aser. It's only aser because I added sha'ani oichalach v'sha'ani toimlach. That's who the aser. But if you just said mudrani himach, Loi, you would not be aser. Loi mashma da amar aser. It's not mashma even that he's saying that you'd be aser. You know why you're aser? Because you added shani oichalach v'shani toimlach. But if you wouldn't have said shani oichalach v'shani toimlach, then the words madrani mimcha mafreshani mimcha are not even mashma that it's aser. My taima, what's the reason? Muder ani mimcha. You know what mudar ani mimcha means? Loi mishteina b'hadach. I don't want to talk to you. Mufreshani mimcha means deloi avinu imach masamata. I'm not going to do business with you. Mashma. Merchukani mimcha deloi ka'imnu b'dar amas tilach. Mashma. That's mashma that I won't even stand in your four amas. Look in the Ran. Elahachi kamar. Taima d'amar kolomer lo'olam kinamrin mikara. Really, we go back to what we thought originally, the chiloy amar sha'oichalach mutter, that if you don't say sha'oichalach, you would be mutter. If you don't say the word shani oichalach, you'd be mutter. Now, originally, we thought it would be mutter, because it's yadayim she'enon meichichais. It's yadayim. Madrani mimcha is a handle, but it's not a conclusive handle. That's what we thought originally. We're going back to what we thought originally, that if you didn't say shani oichalach, it's mutter. And the reason is mishum delay mashma da amar aser. Because it's not mashma, it would not be mashma that you're saying it's aser. Da havelahu yadayim she'ein meichichas. It would be handles that are not conclusive. Look in the Ran. V'loy havin yadayim. And they're not yadayim. The dilma madrani himcha delay mishnir b'hadach mashma. Maybe it just means I'm not going to talk to you. V'afilu b'dibur nami loy mitzar. And if that's what I meant, I would be allowed to talk to you. We don't know if he meant, I'm not going to get hana. Or maybe he meant, I'm not going to talk to you. Ulukhalchat, which by the way, if he meant, I'm not going to talk to you, it's not binding. Either way, it would be a handle that's not conclusive. The kiman the time of the Shmuel mishum the kasavri yadayim she'en mechichos loy havi yadayin. Since the reasoning of Shmuel is, what does Shmuel hold? Shmuel holds the reason why you have to say shani oichalach is because he holds yadayim shani eno mechichos is not yadayim. But we have a brisa that says mili mili that you don't have to add shani oichalach shani toimlach. That's fine. Like a lemifrachala mi brisa, we can't ask on him from the brisa. Meaning the Ran is bothered. Well, if Shmuel holds you need to say shani oichalach shani toimlach because you need yadayim oichichais, then why don't we ask on him from the brisa that the brisa mili mili katani? That means you don't have to add shani oichalach. That's not a question. The kivan the plukta the tanohi. It's a straight, we know it's a machlokes tanoim. I havin yadayim iloi. Whether yadayim or chichais are yadayim or not yadayim. So you could say, Shmuel holds yadayim shen mechichais, loi havin yadayim, and the Tana the Braisa holds yadayim shen mechichais, havi yadayim. Ikalamema, the Tana the Braisa, svirulei, the havi yadayim. Ushmuel daik mi masis, and loi havin yadayim. We asked earlier on Shmuel from the Braisa, why couldn't we say? Shmuel argues on the Braisa. Shmuel holds that yadayim shen mechichais, loi havin yadayim, and the Braisa holds havi yadayim. No, earlier on, we thought what Shmuel was saying was that if you don't say shani oichalach, it's not even yadayim she'eno in moichichos. Shmuel, originally we thought when Shmuel said you have to say shani oichalach shani toimlach, is because if you don't say that, it's a meaningless statement. So we asked on him from the Braisa, we see from the Braisa it's meaningful. But now we're saying the reasoning of Shmuel is that it's not moichichos if you don't say shani oichalach shani toimlach. The Braisa holds that yadayim shein mechichos is good. Okay, that's a well-known machlokes already. It's a well-established machlokes whether yadayim sheino in mechichos having yadayim or loy have yadayim. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, that's daf hey amud aleph. Okay, now I will admit something to you off the camera.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.